Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Insights with Charlotte Spicer. Spirituality and Metaphysics Talk Radio, featuring A Course in Miracles, Dream Interpretation, Guided Meditation, and the Psychic and Metaphysics Free-for-All. It's your opportunity to consult with a professional psychic medium, discuss past lives, the chakras, and more. We are non-denominational, and there are no limits. Want to change your life? You must first change your mind. No matter your religious structure, cultivate peace in your reality through self-awareness with an authentic spiritual teacher. And now, your host, Charlotte Spicer.
Insights, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today. You might be aware that I've been experiencing some strange technical issues with the show, and they continue, but we have determined that it's because of my energy field, and I'll do my best to kind of dial it down today so that things go smoothly with the electronics that I use to do the show. Jimmy Mack, renowned medical intuitive and energetic healer, returns today as my special guest co-host in his second monthly segment to offer powerful healings to callers and listeners. So if you want to call in, he can address any area that needs improvement, body, mind, spirit, people, places, things, pets, and situations. So go ahead and call, dial 347-934-0751 and press 1 on your keypad if you have a question. That way I know to bring you on the air. Thank you for doing that, the person who just did. Okay. After Jimmy works on your issue, I will be guided to do either a mini heart clearing or other technique for you. And if you want to book a full session with Jimmy, just visit jimmymackhealing.com. And you can also peruse his amazing books and MP3s. To book a full session with me, visit spiritualinsightsradio.com. You can also download a document there in the free download section for tips to facilitate and support any shifts that you go through as a result of the work being done today. Jimmy loves to hear your thoughts and comments, so do I, so please send them to us while your impressions are fresh. Email Jimmy at info@jimmymackhealing.com, and you'll also get some free stuff. And remember, to prepare to come on the air, please ensure that you're in a quiet environment free of wind, traffic, conversations, or other noises. Absolutely do not call from a moving vehicle, please. Have pen and paper nearby just in case, and if you own a pendulum, you can take that out and participate energetically. Those calling in or listening can participate in another healing Jimmy is performing on another caller. What you'll do the technique standing up, facing north, with your feet hip-width apart, and Jimmy will ask you questions, and your body will respond kinesiastically. He's going to use kinesiology. Okay, so we actually had another glitch. We lost Jimmy, so let me get him back now.
Okay.
Hey, welcome Jimmy back to the show. Okay, so I resolved that first issue, no problem. I just went through the introduction as usual. And so, I had said to you, if my mic starts to get spotty or if my voice goes in and out, just let me know. I'll dial back the energy. Sure. And if I lose my connection altogether, and if I can't get back on, if you would simply end the show and thank everybody.
Okay.
And add my signature, God bless and peace, if you would.
Right. God bless us each and every one. I love it. Yeah, just right. That all circuits are busy when I call back. So there you go.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. So, all right. So everything on your end is going well. We all know what's happening on my end, and I'm doing my best to work through the impact that my increasing vibration is having on the equipment. But we'll do our best. Okay.
Yep. It's doing it now, too.
It's
yep.
Doing it right
we're
now?
Getting,
okay.
Getting every other word from you. But, yeah, no, we're doing great. Staying busy. Always something going on. TGI Wednesday went out today. We've got a lot of great stuff happening. And staying busy with sessions, of course, in person, phone, and Skype worldwide. So, and we've got a new program coming out for a certificate of completion from My Liquid Fish, which, as you know, is my method and technology, and also our liquid fish for practitioner certification for those folks that already have an in-home office or even an office somewhere else and they have their own type of practice already. So it's in addition to, it's not instead of, but it's a neat little thing to add to whatever they may be doing in esoteric world.
Sounds great. How do I sound now?
Yeah. You sound fabulous.
It's better. Yeah, I pulled my energy back. Okay, so
well,
at least that's working. Now for the rest of it to hold together.
Yeah. But, excellent.
Okay. All right. Well, first is area code 424, followed by area code 40, then area code 831. I'll refresh the list as I go. Please make sure you're in a quiet environment and state your question. Area code 424, bringing you live. Welcome. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi. Hi, Charlotte. Hi, Jimmy, Matt. My name is Lynn, and I currently live in California.
Okay, Lynn. And how can we help you today, Sister Dear?
Well, I've been having off and on for a few days a pain, sort of an ache and a numbing on my left leg down to my feet.
Okay.
Okay. You want to stand up?
Yes, I am standing.
Awesome. So face your north. Perfect.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. So what I want you to do is just put your hand on wherever the owie or boo-boo is and wherever you feel it starting, the lowest point with which you can reach.
Okay.
And that's going to feel like a drop back once you touch it. It's going to feel like somebody's pushing you backwards a little bit. And you'll feel a drop. To feel like it's leaning back now.
Yes.
Okay. And so we're going to release it, resolve it, delete and erase it, disentangle that out now, all the weakness and strong weakness holding it in place. Pull her straight forward when you're done. Thank you. And now you'll feel a drift going forward, and it's going to pull, pull, pull forward and bring you back to neutral once it's done. And it'll feel like a little wave. And we're just going to delete out all the inflammation, everything else you got going on. Bone, muscle, ligament, tendon, joint. 9 out of 10 things show up as joint pain. You do have some joint and nerve pain, actually, and we're deleting that as well. It'll bring you back to neutral once it's done. There you go. Feel that?
Yes.
Okay. That's different. Char?
Okay. I'd like to see where this is coming from. Did you add something in there, Jimmy, so that it wouldn't come back?
Oh, no. Please do.
Okay. So, excellent that that's cleared up. But I want to get to the source of it so that it doesn't come back for you, Lynn. Okay?
Right.
Yes.
Okay. So, I'm going to go remote view. There's anger in your hips. I'm seeing a lot of red, but it's predominantly on the left, which would make sense. And that, for you, has to do with the past. And what's happening is it feels to me that you are dissatisfied with the several directions that the course of your life took you on. Does this make sense?
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. That's where it's coming from. It's anger at the past. So if you want this physical manifestation to disappear, you have to change your mind and understand that the past unfolded, maybe not perfectly as you would have preferred, but as it should, to teach you the lessons that you needed to learn. If you can get your mind to relax on that point, to say, you know what, it wasn't pleasant, but I learned a lot. And if you coming from a higher self perspective, that's what you came here to do. So we kind of have to forgive ourselves for the way our lives go, and sometimes they take a turn or they sidewind, or sometimes we get totally derailed, and that can be painful, and it can, most importantly, it can be very confusing, and we get a good case of the why me's, why is this happening again, if it's a pattern, why me? And we start to dislike ourselves because we can't control where it goes. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Yes. So I'm going to go in and I'm going to remove the anger, but then I'm going to go into your heart center and see if I can't help you along with reconciling with the past and coming into self-acceptance. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So let me go in and do a clean sweep. Got it. That was all the way down to your big toe. It looked like, picture like a large red vein going down your leg. Okay. So that looks much better. Let me put in some light to balance out what I took out. There's a bit of heartache. Okay. Let me go in.
Yeah.
Remove it. Heartache.
Mm-hmm.
Is this over the loss of a loved one or several people?
Several disappointments. Mm-hmm. Several disappointments.
A lot of loss.
Which I've even said. Yeah, I've said even to myself. I've even said it, you know, to myself. This
yeah.
Outward, you know, is disappointment. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm going to take this heartache out for you. And you should be able to breathe a little better. If you take a breath now, just take note of how it feels to breathe normally, and then I'll take it out, okay?
Okay.
Just that's what it feels like to breathe normally as it is right now. So now I'm going to go in. If you open your heart center, get heartache due to loss, disappointment. Okay, that's gone. Okay, now there's grief and self-pity. Okay, let me get the grief. Self-pity. Okay. Anger. Here's the anger. Let me get that out. What I want to do is put in an increased willingness to move forward in joy and peace and self-love, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to wrap that all up in a ball of excitement. I'm going to place that in your heart center and it'll attach. You might feel something, you may not, depends on how sensitive you are. Here we go, I'm going to seal that up. Okay, that's about all I can do right now in the air, but I hope that helps you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay,
very,
you're welcome.
Helpful.
Anything
thank
to
you.
Add, Jimmy?
No, that's more than enough. That's awesome.
Thank
all right.
You. Thank
enjoy the
thank
rest of your day.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
You're quite welcome, Lynn. Bye. Take care.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. How sweet. Okay, area code 940, bringing you live. Welcome. What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Tammy from Texas.
Hi, is it Tammy with a T?
Yes, ma'am.
From Texas. How can we help you, Tammy?
Oh,
thank you for calling in.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm just feeling the lack of energy, like the pressure of stress, and I just need to let it go. It's just, I don't know how, I keep trying, and I can still feel it.
Got you.
Stand up, face due north, Tammy.
Okay.
All right, and you can just make that statement. And it'll pull you straight forward. In other words, everything you just told us.
I need to repeat it?
Correct. And it'll pull you forward to a yes if you're facing due north and standing there. I feel. Your words. Lackadaisical, stressful, whatever you might want to say.
I feel the heaviness of the stress.
There you go. Just that alone is going to pull you forward. You'll feel the pull.
I am.
Yep, I'm going to release it, resolve it, delete and erase it, disentangle it all out now. You're going to feel a wave. It's going to pull you straight back and release it all and then bring you back to neutral.
Okay.
There you go. Back to neutral. It's a radio show, so you have to tell us.
Yes, back to neutral.
Awesome. How does it feel right now, that fast? How do you feel?
I'm just feeling the tingling, but it feels lighter.
Good. We'll take lighter. That's fantastic. What other words come up? What would you say is the root cause? Can be relationships, work, people, places, things, situations. What do you really got going on?
Oh, it's work and finances.
Okay. Of those, I don't get that it's finances as much as work. Of course, that interlaps into it. But it feels like work is stressing you out, and stress generally jumps from me to tension. So you can just make the statement, work is tension-filled. That's going to pull you forward to yes.
Work is tension-filled. Okay. Pulling forward.
I'm going to release it, delete it, erase it, disentangle it all out now into the void. It's going to pull you straight back when that releases. And you'll feel it pull, pull, pull. And it'll bring you back to neutral once it's done. Awesome. You clear fast. That's dreamy.
That's fast.
Yeah. I love it. Char?
Yes. I have a couple questions for you, Tammy. With work, is it not so much the task that you have to perform, but the people around you?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting barbs, criticism, pressure. I'm also getting jealousy.
Yes.
Do you
all of the
recognize
above.
Yeah, where all that's coming from. Okay. So I checked in with Jesus, my boss over here, and he has a suggestion for you, and he asked if you could dedicate some time to connecting with nature and connecting with the notion that everything is orchestrated and in a flow. There's a flow, right?
Okay.
And then in doing that, whether you walk or rollerblade or ride a bike, whatever you like to do physically, that exercise, especially coming from a spiritual approach to exercise, will reduce your stress. So this way you can reset your adrenal glands, because your adrenal glands are getting taxed from the pressure of other people's emotions bombarding you. Okay? So that will help.
I started walking 3 days ago. About 2 miles.
That's perfect. Mm-hmm. And if you can, if you go into a meditative state, if you don't already do that, that's also very therapeutic, because you're exercising the stress out of you and you're kind of resetting back to your original emotional state, which is joy and peace and happy to be alive. Make sense?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Now, to protect you from these people. Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, I just feel like my throat chakra is tight most of the time, and I just keep trying to meditate and clear it.
Well, let me take a look real quick. Yeah, it's like a emotional strangulation, because you basically want to scream and quit kind of thing. Is that true?
I can't think of anything else I'd rather do. But because it's so stressful, I just want to scream. But quitting is never an option.
Right. Right. Responsible adults don't quit. But spiritual responsible adults can find the courage to chase their dreams. So keep an eye open for additional opportunities that might lead somewhere. But let me go in and relax this. The muscles are tight from trying not to say things
not
or scream.
Okay. I was proud of myself of being nice and polite, even when it's tough.
I was like that too, and I really went through it with the job thing, and to be stoic like that is admirable, but it's very difficult on you. You have to find outlets to let it out, whether that's art, music, nature, those types of things. These are the are the vehicles we use to connect with God and our higher selves. And the more you do that, you will find balance. I could also recommend that you study A Course in Miracles, if you are familiar with that, because it will help you understand the people you're working with.
Okay.
But what I'd like to do to protect you is surround you in a white bubble, if that's okay.
Yes, please.
Okay. And your emotional body's off kilter. Let me fix that first. Okay, mental body. Get these together. I'm going to get these into alignment for you real quick. Okay, put them together with the physical body. Okay, now all three aspects of you are in the present, walking forward in unison, so you won't have confusion adds to stress if we don't really understand why something's happening, what led to it, and why people act the way they do. What their motives are, and you're on edge a lot because you don't know what's coming up. Like, they're always planning something, you know, that paranoia that keeps you tight. So here we go with the surrounding you with the bubble. Okay, I'm going to test this out.
Okay.
Basically, I'm going to sling some negativity at you and see if it bounces off. Yeah, it's working.
Okay.
So, in addition to that, what you can do before you go to work, as you get ready, shine light on everybody and over the whole building. And repeat a mantra that you have an intention of working in harmony with everyone and loving away any differences or petty jealousy and anything like that. And you can kind of set the stage. And you may see a significant difference when you get to work.
Okay. Great.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. They do this because you're nice. Because you're nice. At this point, they know you're not going to fight back or react negatively.
Okay.
We kind of teach people how to treat us. So to recover from that, you may have to find soft ways to express your feelings or, you know, find somebody who can intervene. But at this point, these people kind of have your number that you're not a nasty person, and that's why they target nice people. If they saw for a minute they'd be in trouble, they wouldn't do things like that. Make sense?
Yes, and since we work for ourselves, there's nobody that to get us in trouble, right? I mean, there's really no way to help. You know, I can't talk to their boss because they are the boss, you know.
Right. Yeah, we work for ourselves, we pay ourselves, and then we set and defend our boundaries. But I hope this is helpful to you.
It is, and thank you so much, both of you.
You're very
welcome.
Thanks
for calling in.
Thanks.
Take care. Hey, area code 831, bringing you live. Welcome to the show. Hi, what's your name and where are you from?
Lily, California.
Lily, pretty name. How do you spell it?
Thank you. L-I-L-I. It's a nickname.
Oh, cute. All right, and how can we help you, Lily?
I am dealing with, the whole gamut, really. And the year has brought me some injuries and challenges, and I'm turning them into positives, and I just need to know confirmation and guidance.
Okay.
In what direction, Lily? In other words, work, health, relationships, what would you concentrate on during a radio show real quick?
I'm going to say relationships.
Okay. With what you have going on now, would it be family, romantic? What's going on?
Well, the family is affecting the romantic. How's that?
Okay. There you go. I love it. So if you want to stand up, face due north.
I am.
Going to pull you forward for yes, push you backwards for no. And if you just think for a second about the romantic relationship, it's going to drop you back a little bit. There is weakness there. You'll feel a drop back. And we're just going to release it, resolve it, delete and erase it, disentangle it all out now. Have her learn all the lessons they needed to from this. Release them from the service to it. You're going to feel a wave pulling you back, and then drop you forward to bring in the positive strength. How are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. How does it feel, forward, back, or in between?
Initially, I leaned back, and now I'm leaning in between.
Forward, in between. Awesome. Okay. That feels a lot better to me. You know, often in relationships and things like that, or relations, you know, you can have many outside interferences, especially in the romance department, but I get what you're saying about the family part as well. And, you know, oftentimes the heart wants what the heart wants, and it doesn't matter if, you know, 1 or 10 of your family don't like this particular person or whatever. If you're enjoying it, then that's fine too. That makes sense?
Yes.
Yeah, my mother would say they could scratch their mad place. That's what my mother would tell you. She couldn't care less about what all those people might think of you and your romantic relationship if that's something you enjoy. They also want to bring in some balance for everybody and just kind of tone things down a little bit. Everything feels very reactionary, almost a knee-jerk reaction. Everybody, you know, it's like you tell them, you're telling them to have a nice day and they go, you know, don't tell me what kind of day to have. Everybody seems a little little triggered or inflamed. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to release that too.
Also, I also mean the friends that I've included into my family circle.
Sure.
So
no, I get that.
Very disheartening. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Disheartening. I know what you mean. So we're going to release all that as well. It's going to pull you back when it releases. You'll feel the drop.
And I'm feeling more grounded in my feet now, not so much
good.
In my head.
No, that's good. Good. It's a good place to be. So there's a whole lot of stuff coming in, going. Shar, you're great at heart stuff. Jump in.
Yeah, I want to talk about these
injuries,
Leland.
Can I ask you a quick question? Oh,
sure.
That's where I was heading.
Sure.
I've had 8 surgeries for skin cancer.
I was just going to say that. Yeah, you got cancer stuff, replacement stuff, organ stuff. You got all kinds of stuff, so I got it.
Okay, I'm giving you full disclosure to tell the world what is going on with my body because now they're talking about other cancers, but I don't
sense
that.
Shar?
Mm-hmm. So these injuries are actually surgeries? It's not like you fell, broke something, bruised this, did that?
I've bruised my heel. I'm currently recovering from a broken finger. I'm calling on St. Raphael all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to hold it together. It has limited my activities and my lungs. And my breast. They're looking at
okay.
lung cancers.
Okay. When this is a lot, but I want to bring to your mind that when a lot of these things happen back to back, that there's a big change trying to take place in your life, and if we resist it, we have multiple injuries like this and need for surgery. If you could.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you meditate, but if you go within and see what you're resisting and where, and like I said earlier, you know, there is a flow, but if we are afraid of what the outcome might be for our life, we're going to resist it. We want this assurance that it's going to be peaceful and happy, and we can't always get that. But the bruises, the broken finger, which finger was it?
My right finger, my index finger.
Right index finger. Okay. So bruises are self-punishment. It's kind of like beating ourselves up. Okay. And the right finger, the index finger on the right hand represents blame. And so you might be looking around to see what's doing this to you. What is against you to cause these health issues, to cause these problems. So you got to kind of dial it back to, say, I am the author of my life and I choose to be peaceful and happy, that kind of thing. I mean, there's a much larger speech that can go with it, but that's generally the direction I want you to go in to reduce these occurrences with the broken fingers and all that stuff. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And there's an issue with moving forward. Do most of the bruises happen on the right side too?
Yes.
Yeah, forward, the right side represents the future. For most people, sometimes it switches up. But that's where, if that points you in the right direction, what are your fears about the future? What are you afraid is going to happen? What do you want to happen? With any goal that we have for our lives, it's impossible for us at a conscious level to really know what outcome would truly make us happy. And that's where faith comes in. So if you wanted to, you can make a list of goals, things that you want to happen, but then draw a line down the page and then make a list of things that you don't want to happen and that you're afraid are going to happen. For instance, if I am successful in this romantic relationship, will I lose my family? Do you see the dichotomy of that?
Yeah, I do. And that's what's ironic you just said. Well, I shouldn't say ironic, but the relationship that I am in has been the most blissful thing in my life. And since that has occurred, the people who chose or thought they had control of me are, you know, boo-hooing it, because now I say, this is the way my life is going to be. This is what I've always wanted. And they're mm-hmm. telling me, no, this isn't. And
yeah.
I mean, I have no relationship with my mother. I have no relationship with one of my sisters. And my daughter with that one sister has, I want to call brainwash. I'm hoping later on in life that she's figured out that I am not the person they say that I am. And
mm-hmm.
they blame this new line of thought that I'm in. And when I became this individual, I felt, you know, when you detox the toxicities out of your life,
mm-hmm.
that vibration really changes out there. And there's four individuals. I have a soul sister, I call. As a matter of fact, she was the maiden of honor of my wedding, who
mm-hmm.
has just hurt my heart. And
yeah.
I thought we were on the same path, but you learn people's truths, and if they're not accepting of me and who I am, then I bless them. I'm not trying to wish harm or any ill will on them, and I send them on their way.
I'm very proud of you for saying that, and I'd also like to extend an invitation for you to join my club, because that's my situation as well. I keep my husband away from my family, my immediate family, anyway.
Uh-huh.
My nieces and nephew adore him, and they would never interfere or try to stir up drama. But my immediate family will never meet him. And that's the reason. Like you, because of the control aspect, because of the dependency aspect, where we're always there for them. And then if we find happiness,
yeah.
then they have to reevaluate themselves in comparison to us. It makes them feel bad, and then they go on the attack, try to convince you, get away from this guy, whatever form that takes, people do. And so I got to the point where I got up, and I moved to Florida, and I got that distance so I could really look at the situation, take a deep breath. And at this point, only one out of four siblings is even a part of my life. And I couldn't be happier. Because like
yeah,
I
sent out the vibration, and now they all moved away, and I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then there's
where
the
I'm supposed to be.
Right, and there's the added energy of your partner. It's not just you anymore. There's this additional energy, and that's a masculine energy that they feel resistance, and so it makes them angry that they don't have you isolated anymore. So they might have tried things like divide and conquer, create the drama, put doubt in your mind, put doubt in his mind, however close they got to him, you know. But that's
oh,
that
wait,
dynamic.
I'm crying right now just to have
mm-hmm.
someone understand and know the struggles that I've been. I thank you very much for sharing your personal experience with that, because you have hit it on the head.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm usually, you know, I told my husband hours before our wedding, what you see is what you get.
Aww.
And he showed up at the wedding, so.
Okay. You did marry him. You did marry him.
I did
and everything's
him.
Good.
I
like this guy a lot. I love his energy, and he has your best interest at heart, and he is protective, and I know he's confused as to why anybody would treat you that way. But it feels like he wants to build you a castle kind of thing and keep you safe.
Oh, my God,
and
he just bought us a house. We're remodeling it right now.
Yeah, there's your castle.
Oh, there's your
castle, princess. Here, I'll do this. I'll do this.
And I've never been foo-foo.
I've
never been foo-foo.
Right,
so
right. You're special. You shine a bright light.
Allow me to be women. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
to be
yeah.
a woman rather than mom and dad. Yeah, he's
right.
really
and
stepped up.
You shine a bright light, and he admires it rather than attacking it out of jealousy. And the most important thing is that you've given yourself permission to be happy. And then if many other people fall away, that's okay. Your life isn't falling apart. It's falling into place. Because through the years, you must have noticed that in dealing with these people, it was constant maintenance, emotional management, figuring out what the other hand is doing behind their back, and motives and gossip, whatever. There's this thing against you. There's this wall. You're on one side and the four of them are on the other. Don't worry about, was that your daughter or your niece? She'll figure it out later.
My daughter.
She'll figure it out. Brainwashing. There's some brainwashing going on because somebody's playing the cool aunt. But she'll figure it out because they're probably going to do it to her too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you catch that? They're gonna probably do that to her because they're starting the same process with her. But little Miss Cool Aunt ain't so cool.
No. I actually had a dream about her and another man who I consider like a father, and it wasn't a happy ending. And I just said the Lord's Prayer over them and hope that they do find that path. And because I've let it go. I'm not responsible for it. And they always made me feel responsible for it. And my mother, I raised my mother. And when I let go, they were like, well, where are you going? And I'm like, oh, you guys need to figure it out.
When you walk away after playing a role like that, the backbone of the family, so to speak.
Yeah.
People's egos react almost violently. Like, there's such anger. Like, why did you change? Because, like I said, now they have to reevaluate themselves. You know what I mean?
You had every word conversation that I've ever had or had with them. So, again, thank you. Thank you for that confirmation. I appreciate it.
I'm 49 years old. I have a little bit of experience with this. Anything I talk about, I have experience with. Yeah, so it's very liberating to get away from it and to really be who you are and to come into that and into your own and reach your potential and get that self-acceptance and peel away all of their judgments and opinions and really just breathe.
Did you find your psychic abilities? Because I am just recognizing my psychic abilities again. I have 5 Pisces signs in my chart, and it just... Without the walls there, did it just explode? Because I right now, just talking to you too, my hands are just radiating heat.
My journey started, well, before I was born, but I became conscious of it at 4.5 years old.
I was, actually, me too! I just had my aunt's accident! Me too!
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Actually,
oh my
God. Last week, God, have you listened to the show before, or is this your first time?
This is my second time. I believe the gentleman diagnosed my high blood pressure, which I've been, like you said, walking in nature, learning to meditate, and in doing so, cleaning up my diet. And I've been using cards to help me with the focus because I get that monkey mind. Yeah.
I would love to do a session on you. Anyway, what did I want to say to you? Let me get that thought back. Oh, last week I taped a segment. I don't know if you know, but I have Mother Mary on my show, the Blessed Mother.
Oh, no, I did not.
Yeah, we have psychics,
that
energetic healers, spiritual. She's around too. And we have a Course in Miracles. We teach. And then Mother Mary comes on and a spirit named Abram. Anyway, when I have clients, I'm generally told to tell them the story. And the story is of my life. Like, I was born on Christmas, 4.5. I discovered this. And then a voice talked to me at 12. It turned out to be Jesus. And all these different connections that support my identity as being connected with Jesus. So I said to him, I said, well, if you have me telling this to individual clients, why don't I just say it on the air? And he said, perfect. Do it during a segment with Mother. There is something she wants to add. So I did that last week, and you might enjoy hearing it. I'm getting a lot of positive feedback about the energy work that I did as a child and my experiences. Some were funny. Some ain't so funny. Mm-hmm. But it kind of shows you kind of where my life was going. And basically how I got here. And I think you would enjoy that. Okay?
I appreciate you all sharing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
if you want
thanks
for
calling.
I'm still going to get evaluated, but I honestly don't feel like I have it.
Well, if you want to do a full session with either one of us, just let us know.
I appreciate it. Thank you all
mm-hmm.
so much.
You're very
so
welcome.
Much.
You're welcome. Enjoy your day.
Thanks for calling.
Take care. Cool beans. Okay, got to spend a little extra time, but that was important. Let me refresh the list. Area code 727, followed by area code 208, and then 229. You are the individuals up next. Area code 727, bringing you live. And
well,
welcome. Hi. What's your name?
Hi, Char. This is Kathy. I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida. Hi, Jimmy Mack. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, pretty well, pretty well. You guys performed a literal miracle on me before, and unfortunately, I'm sitting back in the same place. Not sure how this has happened. The wonderful job I secured ended up being over in a month with no real explanation, and actually now after 7 years, my landlady has made a choice to not renew my lease, and I wasn't expecting that whatsoever. So I'm really sitting here without a job or a place to live shortly in 2 weeks.
Wow. Well, rains it pours, love, and I'm pretty close to you and knowing you for a long time now, but I really want Char to look at it because she doesn't personally know you. And I think she can come in from a fresh perspective without any, just from a neutral place. Charlotte, does that make sense?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's easier to go in blind.
And that's what I want. Absolutely.
Yeah, not have to worry about saying the wrong thing or disappointing you. Okay. Let me
open your
heart center as big as you can, Kathy. I want to see what I can identify. I at least want to get the top three things that are making this happen.
Okay. Well, you did a miracle. I got the job that day, literally, and had money
really?
In my account. I had money in my account. They put $2,000 in my account the next day. I'm serious. It was a miracle. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it was gone in a month. Gone. Just we decided not to go into Florida after all. They sent an email. They didn't even talk to me.
Wow.
It was bizarre. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, okay. I've
okay.
opened my heart.
All right. Good news and bad news. You graduated to, like, a higher vibrational level because of the way that happened. And you really got a secure footing on life works. When you believe and, like, it all came together for you?
Yes.
Okay. To maintain this, you couldn't stay in a safe zone. You've gotten very comfortable, if that makes sense. You are accelerating at a rapid pace, energetically. What I'm looking at now is your energy field, and there's, like, little lightning bolts shooting out of it, so I know you're upset and angry. But a lot of it is, it's expansion. Okay, Jesus has his hand on your head. He's doing work on you. Okay, anything, go into your heart center. What I'm looking for is regret. Regret from the past that you had. Feels like it has to do with choices and decisions.
Okay.
It feels like what might have crept in was a feeling of too good to be true with regard to that. You know what I mean? Like just a little bit of doubt. So I'm going to get that out.
Okay.
So regret. Found it. Yeah, that has to do with second chakra issues, and that's creativity, choices, stuff like that. Let me get the doubt. Any doubt that you can do this and that you could do this again. Okay, I'm also getting reticence. I would have to look that up at the moment, but that's what it is. So I'm identifying it, so I'm going to get that out. Isn't reticence like hesitation?
Kind of. It's kind of like you're reticent, you're not sure, unsure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So we got to build trust. Shroud around you?
Excuse me?
There's a shroud around you, like a picture, like a shroud, and it's around you, and it feels like you did this unconscious to protect yourself, but now it's blocking you. So I'm being given permission to remove it. Hang on 1 second.
Okay.
I woke up about this. Okay.
It's very it's breaking up. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's hard to hear
sorry.
You.
All right. I said, is this better?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
I had to dial it back. Okay. I woke up thinking about this morning, and so it's you that I was picking up on.
Well, I was thinking about you too.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
yeah.
I got that off. I got that off. That will open up the money and let me see about a place to live. He's saying it's already picked out. You just have to do the legwork, like look around, make phone calls, contact a management agency, things like that. And there is a place where you will be happy. With moving to the next level, you needed new surroundings and a vibration to match your new vibration. That's why you had to leave this residence.
Mm. So
make
can
sense.
I stay in the same building or not? Are they saying I need to get out of the building? I live in a beautiful place. Beautiful.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm happy. I love it here, but I did feel I needed to move out of this unit because of mold issues. I feel there is a problem.
Absolutely.
Pardon?
If that's the choice you'd like to make, if that's the choice you want to make, that's you can make that choice and stay in the building.
Okay. That won't be bad for me, though. Okay.
No, how many floors does this place have?
It has 15. We don't have a 13th floor. I'm on the 16th. I'm in the penthouse floor. It's fabulous.
Yeah. Oh, so you're in the penthouse. I was getting that one of the units on a lower floor, and as I look at the front of the building, it's to the right as you look at it. So look in, see if anything's available in that corner of the building. It's
possibly
the penthouse, though. It sounds really nice.
It overlooks the Gulf. It's very, very nice, but, you know, things happen. They happen for a good reason. I believe that. I'm looking at starting a new company. Does that have a good feel?
Yes.
Great.
You're going to have to dig
your
heels in and do a lot of work, but, yeah. You'll be much happier.
Yep, just trying to get that financing. So
yeah.
Awesome.
Practice opening your arms, open your heart, and say, bring it, universe. I can receive it, bring it. And do that every day and see where it takes you with the that childlike curiosity, like, oh, where will life lead me today? There's no need to worry, everything's gonna fall into place as it should. And you are supported.
Mm-hmm.
You are supported.
Well, I did the declaration just like you said the last time. I said, I'm going to have a job today, and I'm going to have money in my account by the end of the week. And I literally said, what should I do? I looked on LinkedIn. Somebody connected with me, and I realized I knew the woman 20 years ago. And I called her, and yeah.
Do it again. Okay, so
well,
you see how that felt with what do I do, and then you kind of get an idea, and it's almost like being pulled to the computer and pulled
uh-huh.
to LinkedIn. That's what
yep.
you're looking for. That's the guidance you're looking for. So do it again. Open your mind. What do I do? Don't worry about the outcome, just like you did, and say, I'm going to have a job, I'm going to have money, and I am supported, and then see where you're pulled to go to investigate the possibilities. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Jimmy Mack. Thank you so much,
Cheryl. Hey.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, love.
Love you,
yeah.
guys.
Quite welcome.
Love
you,
guys.
Too.
Thank
love you.
You,
too. All right. Good luck.
Okay.
That's That's good stuff.
Yeah.
A client of mine had a miracle after I did a few sessions on her, and she was about to lose her home, and she couldn't find a job. And inside of a week, money came through, like literally out of the sky, to help her with the home, and she got a job that by the end of that week, making seriously good money. She's fine. She went from like about to lose it all to everything's great. Okay. I love miracles and watching that happen. Area code 208, bringing you live. Welcome. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, my name is Alyssa. How are you guys doing today?
Hi, Alyssa. We're doing great. Where are you? Where
Fantastic.
Do you live? What area are you in of the country?
In Idaho.
Idaho. Cool.
What's
and
going on?
And it's snowing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, lovely weather. Well, for me, I was in a car accident about a year and a quarter ago, and I'm still struggling with the damage that was done from it, and doctors don't seem to be able to help me much. I'm curious if there's anything you feel I should do or...
Yeah, stand up. Face due north.
Okay.
Say, my name is Alyssa, and you should feel a pull forward.
My name is Alyssa. Yes.
And if you say my name is Nemo the fish, it'll pull you back.
My name is Nemo the fish. Yeah, that's weird.
Different. I know it's weird. I do it all day long. Believe me, it's weird, but it's dreamy. So here's what comes through from spirit for you, love, is you're actually stuck in shock and awe and abounds of being back in that accident. Anytime anybody tells me, oh, it happened a year and a quarter and 3 days ago on a Thursday at 3, it's like, oh my gosh, you're so stuck in that time frame of when that happened. You're almost in shock as if you're still in the car, okay? So I really want to take you out of that, because that's what it feels like. Part of our energy is still stuck in that car, in that accident. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I have PTSD, and that definitely...
Yeah, there you go.
Uh-huh.
You're just confirming that. So let's say that I have PTSD, and I'm still stuck in that car accident, that incident. I just said it for you. It'll pull you forward to yes.
Yes.
And I want to release it, resolve it, delete and erase it, disentangle it all out for her now. Have her learn all the lessons she needed to from this, release her from the service to it. Take out all the inflammation and pain and negative weakness. It'll pull you straight back when it leaves now. And it's going to pull, 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 and wave, taking you back. It's going to drop you off in neutrality once it's done.
Awesome.
Creamy. Bringing you back to neutral?
Yes.
Love it. Char?
Okay, here
we
go.
We could spend all day on you, love. I can already tell that.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. That's
so
okay.
What I want to do is a combination heart and mind, because I do feel, I mean, right away we felt the PTSD, but I do feel a sense of victimization by this event, and also a sense of guilt, whether that takes the form of, I wish I never left the house that day, or if you were driving, or wherever the guilt is. It's like you feel that you put yourself in a position to damage your body and you're angry at yourself. Make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's why the doctors can't find it, because there's nothing really physical to designate as the cause. It's your emotions. And they can say, okay, I believe you. You're in pain. We just don't know what's causing it. It's because of you being locked in that mindset of, as Jimmy said, the shock, the awe, the pain. You're also having difficulty letting go of pain, physical pain. Let me go into that. It's almost as if, there it is, there's a reality, unreality aspect to this. Like, you can't believe it happened, and the pain proves that it was real. Okay, there it is. Let me go in and get that. Let me find out where it is, in your head or in your heart. It's in your head. Okay, so I'm going to do some work on your brain here. Okay. I'm going to go for the reality, unreality first. Okay. Got that. Do you cry or daydream a lot?
I daydream a lot.
Yeah, I can see it. What that does, I'm not saying you're bad and, you know, that it's wrong to do this, but when we daydream a lot, that puts us in a place of fantasy. And in a place of fantasy, it's not grounded in reality. And what we use it for, and it's kind of fun, is sometimes if we're taking an event from the past, we try to create alternate endings for that to make it easier to deal with. Sometimes we daydream about a future, but it might seem like the total opposite of where we are now in life, this future with this, you know, different surroundings or whatever. Anyway, so we use fantasy to conjure images, but it kind of impedes our true creative energy because we're not focusing it. So if you're going to daydream, kind of switch to visualization and see yourself as happy and healthy and pain-free. But there's a particle cloud in front of your third eye because of the daydreaming, and that's what that does. So it kind of blurs your clarity. Let me get rid of that. Okay, that's done. All right, let me go after that victimization. Okay, guilt. Got it. Anger itself. Okay, difficulty letting go of pain. Okay, now, where does it hurt?
As far as the injuries?
Yeah, muscles, bones, legs, where, spine?
My lower back and my neck, and it also gives me headaches. I've actually had a headache since the car accident.
Okay. Headache. Let me look at the back of your head. Yep, there's the guilt. Okay, the guilt's causing headaches. And it sits at the base of your skull, guilt. That's where it collects, and that's what I'm looking at is a lot of guilt. And it doesn't, it's not all related to the car accident, but it was really triggered by it.
Yeah.
Like there was something that happened in your life that maybe you were a large contributor to that happening and something got destroyed, like a relationship, and now this feeling that a car and your body were damaged or destroyed triggered the previous one. So it's kind of combined. But I'm just going to scoop it out. Put light in. Okay. So your neck, let me take a look. Did you chip some vertebrae here?
No, but they said that I tore some ligaments, but one doctor said I did, another doctor said I didn't.
Oh, that's always fun. Okay.
Yeah.
Differing opinions, and then you feel like you're a hypochondriac. Okay, let me see. Yeah. Are you taking full responsibility for this accident, or are you, in fact, the passenger or the victim and someone else was at fault?
Someone else was at fault. I was rear-ended.
Oh, okay. Let's see what I can do for your muscles. Okay, I'm just going to put light down into your spine. There's something in your second and third chakras. I'm going to get that out. Okay. Well, that's about all I can do right now, but I do hope it gives you a little relief. And how's your head feel?
It feels better already. Thank you.
Good. Good. Yeah, that happens with all the pressure from that dense emotion inside even denser bone. It puts pressure, and that's what causes the headaches. It generally does. It should be pretty much gone within the next 10 minutes, okay?
That's fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Alyssa. Feel better.
Thank you. You guys have a great
one. One thing. Because I hurt my neck and back in a car accident, too.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Thank you. It's been 30 years now, but think of when it hurts. What is it saying to you? It's saying, pay attention to me. So does your body want you to stretch and do yoga or, you know, do something like that supportive of your health? But think of where you're supported, because the spine represents support. Where in your life do you feel unsupported? Is it family, a partner, you know, things like that? then look at where you're not being flexible and see if you're trying to control things and keep them just so in your life. Does that make sense? Do you know where to go with that?
Definitely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Look at those things, make a list, write an essay, do whatever you got to do. But your spine is reacting to the way you're handling your life in terms of support and flexibility, demanding support of others or not being flexible enough to do it yourself. That feels to me like that's one of the lessons, like I can do this. I can pull myself up and make this happen without help. Make sense?
I'm curious if, well, I guess how I feel is I don't feel supported by people in my life. I feel like I've always had to do it myself. Does that cause that?
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay.
Because of the perception that you're not supported, okay, we can lay that on the people that we know, but we can also transfer that to spirit. And then we feel like it's all up to us. We have to always be the one to do it and do the right thing, the mature thing, the spiritual thing. But it makes you feel very alone. And it makes you feel left to your own devices as a child, on the way all up to adolescence. And then as an adult, you find that people tend to back away from you or abandon you if you ask for help. Is that true in your life?
Extremely.
Uh-huh. So you have to go back to the past. Use that exquisite brain of yours that knows how to travel in fantasy, right? The mind has the ability to go back to the past. Go back to the past and forgive these instances. Know that they did the best they could, but that you came here to be a leader like that. You and another caller today, you came here to be leaders in that respect. So you have to forgive the situation. Then you forgive the people who made you feel that way, because they didn't make you feel that way. That's the way you decided, basically, to feel in reaction to it. And then you forgive yourself for having perceived a crime ever took place.
Okay.
Because you knew all along that you were on a higher level than everybody, and that you're stronger than everybody, and you have a lot more mental strength than a lot of people that are surrounding you. Most people can't handle what you can. So you got to kind of accept your role as not their leader, like they have to follow you around, but that you were here to set an example for what mental and emotional. Make sense?
Yes.
And you'll get the physical strength down, but just start forgiving and then say, it's okay if I have to do things alone, but some help would be, on occasion, would be welcome. And then, because when we exercise that thought of, I always have to do things on my own, I'm always on my own, always on my own, it's very difficult to ask help and receive it. We can ask for it, but sometimes it gets blocked because that unconscious belief is so solid at this point. But you can change it around, and then your physical body will say, we're glad you got it because we're not hurting anymore.
That would be great.
Yeah, you find attention to me and the emotions of support, stability, muscular would be strength, and also flexibility because they stretch. But also, if you want to look into yoga, it would be good for you.
Yeah, I had a doctor recommend that as well.
Yeah, it's really good for you, especially the spiritual kind, because it can get the emotions out, like a hatha yoga practice. Okay?
Perfect. Thank
All
you
right.
so much.
I wish you a lot of luck.
Thanks
You're welcome,
for calling.
Melissa. Thank you for calling in.
Well, to you as well. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Take care. Enjoy your day. Yep. Funny, Jimmy. I say something similar, like, yeah, well, you know exactly when that occurred in your life, like the day it was, what you were wearing and all that. Then
That's too much. And they go, oh, I had an MRI 3 years ago on January. It's like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. How's my sound, and or does it feel like the energy's holding up here? I can try to take
it
a couple more people.
Sounds fine to me.
Okay.
To you, love.
Okay. Area code 229. I'm going to bring you on next, and then I will announce a lottery winner. Welcome. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi. Yes, ma'am. My name is Melvin, and I'm from Georgia.
Hi, Melvin. Welcome to the show. Is
thank
this your first
you
time listening?
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Ma'am?
Is this your first time listening?
I believe so. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for tuning in. How can we help you, sir?
Yes. My situation is with my youngest son and also with me. I'm similar to what your last caller was with their with her back because I injured myself on the job back in July of last year. I've been having some back issues anyway, but I injured my lower back on my left side and my left knee and also my left elbow. And I just went to the doctor again today, and they took the second MRI on my knee, and it's going to require surgery. It's like a tear in my knee, and also I don't know, he wants to do surgery on my back. But I heard it at a big company department store, and I'm just sitting at the door. I was off for 2 weeks, and it really messed me up financially. And I have no income right now. And I just want to know what you all see and how this is going to come out for you.
Well, Melvin, first off, yeah, I feel like it's the biggest box store there is. So we all know the name of that. And
yes,
I get
exactly.
It. And that's what they're selling me, the big sign. So there you go. I'm doing greeting
yeah.
stuff, whatever, whatever. I don't feel there's surgery needed on the back. The knee is, they're definitely going to move forward with the knee issue. And again, that for me, that particular knee is moving forward in life. I just want to release all this angst. I feel like they're showing me military uniforms. So you were in the military at one point, and you know,
yes.
you've had a colorful history. Let's just say that, and you had a lot of ups and downs, pretty heavy stuff going on one way or the other. They're just showing me gambling and playing cards. So that means you kind of like me, you're all or nothing and all in all the time. And you give 110%, but you've been, you know, kind of cast aside, border on hungry, homeless, that sort of thing. So I really want to release that pattern. It feels like vows of poverty more than anything else. So as soon as we get
yeah.
a $10 bill, we've, you know, get a $20 debt comes through the mail spot, you know. And so I want to release that, resolve it, delete the energy, uncollapse its waves and fields, take it all out now. And I'm just going to
okay.
take all that off of you and release it. And I feel like you've gotten by. You're always going to get by. They're immediately just talking about you've got an incredible amount of people on the other side. And were you in the Marines?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there you go. So you got a lot of people, and, you know, you're always a Marine, right? So there you go.
Yes, sir.
Char? Yeah, Char?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, so you're done, Jimmy? Okay.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, because he's got a lot of back injury and knee stuff. And so as far as standing and all that, I don't want to, you know, do anything as far as moving him around the room kind of thing. So
I got you.
But yeah, I just did it all energetically, and I know you can go in and do that
yeah.
much more.
Okay. I concur with you. I did not immediately feel that the back needed surgery. I would avoid that. The knee feels like a done deal. Like Jimmy said, you know, they're going to move forward on that. Now can I take it that you fell on your left side? Was this like a big drop to the floor or off a ladder or something?
Exactly. I fell completely on my left side. It was a complete one drop. And I had to reach my arm out, my left arm out, where my head wouldn't hit the floor.
Right.
But I didn't mention back in November of this year, I went to the hospital, and for 4 days they kept me in there. All my vital signs was fine, but the lady, the doctor said that I didn't have a stroke, and then she came back and put some dye in there in my brain area. She said I had a little tiny stroke, and I didn't feel like I did, but she said I did. So I don't know if that come from the fall, because it just was there.
Huh.
That was weird, but I don't know if it come from the fall or either the pain medication that the doctor I went to see gave to me the first time. And this type of medication has also been on television or around the internet, and it causes strokes, heart attacks.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
They feel related. They feel related,
yes,
to me. So I'll go with yes on that.
But the doctor, like, said, well, how are you going to prove it, you know, in your case, with your workman's comp case? And
right.
I have not received my workman's comp pay for being off for like 14 days, and I haven't received my income taxes. I had to send in a bunch of paperwork because of my student loans, and it was in default, but I'm with this program, and they said if I send it in, that I will receive my taxes for this year. And that's been a while.
Okay. Well, you can move forward with that. Last month was a bad time to do it, but this month is much better. So that'll move a little quicker for you now. Did you break the elbow?
No, ma'am. It was they said it was the elbow, but it's this little muscle above my elbow, mainly on my arm, like my right above the joint, and then the muscle with my elbow.
Okay.
It's not my bone. It's not a bone. It's a muscle and tissue.
Okay. And let me go in and see if I can loosen that up for you.
Okay.
There's a lot of despair in there. There's emotions that get trapped in the muscles of the body, and there's despair and anger. I'm going to clear that out. Okay, I'm moving it down into your left hand. Your left hand looks a little stiff, too.
Yes, my little pinky finger is it's like numb a little bit.
All right, let me go after that. It's an energy block in your wrist. Okay, I'm clearing that out. Okay. Taking you by the hand, going to get this energy out of your pinky. Okay, now I'm going to shoot light up into your arm through the palm of your hand, okay?
Okay.
Okay, good. Now I'm going to go after the knee.
My left knee, yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir, okay. Did something happen with your mom? Were you close and she passed away, or were you not close and something happened? Help me understand the dynamic with your mom. There's something with your mom that happened in the past.
Yes, ma'am. She passed away in 2009, and she was very close. We were very close, and she passed away in a nursing home, which she didn't want to go to a nursing home. She had her own place, and I'm the babe of the family, but all my sisters, they put her in a nursing home, and she didn't last 3 months.
Okay. The pain in your knee, even though the injury occurred in the fall, there it's like picture this guilt that you couldn't get her out of there. It created like a magnet, for the fall. You know what I mean? So it's all about the left side with the past and decisions that were made, guilt, mom, despair, all that stuff. Okay, so I'm going to go in and get that energy out of there. And then when they do the surgery, you can heal faster and keep going.
Yes.
Okay. Is it especially painful behind the knee and the back?
Yes, ma'am. It's a little numb inside my thigh, my lower knee. Around my knee. Inside my thigh area where the muscles are.
Yeah, I got the thigh.
It's kind of numb. Those two areas, my pinky and inside my thigh area.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, yeah, behind it.
Yep, I got the thigh. Okay, so what I'm going to do, I started from your hip and kind of pulled all the way down to scoop up any negative emotions, right? And a lot of times how we feel about ourselves sits in the thighs. So if you're beating yourself up for not being able to affect change with regard to your mom and giving her the environment she wanted to pass in, that would get stuck in the thigh. So I pulled all the way down. And I also felt like your elbow, like just above your knee joint, is very sore and in the back. And then, okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you getting like shin splints too?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You're jacked up here, Melvin.
Right?
Okay. It's crazy. Yeah.
Okay. So I got the upper half. I'm going to go to the lower half, and then I'm going to do it all again to make sure it's clear. Wow. Here we go. Okay. If this feels uncomfortable at any moment, let me know, and I'll ease up, but I'm going to do my best to get it out of there.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of energy coming out. Okay. Just for good measure, to make sure the left leg is balanced with the right, I'm going to do it again. Okay. I want to make sure there are no blocks to the chakras on the bottoms of your feet so that you can move forward. Yeah, there is a block. Okay. Got that? Got that?
Wow.
Sending light up. Okay, I think that's about all I can accomplish in just a few minutes. How do you feel? Do you feel any different?
Yeah, I feel good. I mean, honestly, I feel my pinky is not, it's getting like I feel it. Wow, that's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Good
yeah,
stuff, huh?
And, and just like, could you tell me, like I said with my finances, like, when will you see me get my taxes or them paying me my workman's comp? I'm supposed to go back to work on Saturday
mm-hmm.
night, and I'm just a greeter at the door all night, sitting in pain because I can't take my pain medication. My knee feel better, I'm telling
good.
You.
Good. Good.
Yeah, it feels good.
I feel taxes first. I feel 3 weeks. I feel workers' comp. They don't rush with workers' comp.
Yeah.
You know, they're looking in trash cans, taking pictures to make sure you're really hurt and not just, you know, trying to make up some excuse for showing up late too many times. So they have other things that they do, and that ties up workers' comp. So that feels about 3 weeks, 4 weeks, maybe 5 weeks for the workers' comp. And then are you also thinking about applying for disability?
Yes,
I got a vibe on disability earlier when you called. So, yeah, I see. Ultimately, I feel that everything will come through within the next 5 weeks, but ultimately you'll be collecting disability. And it will at least give you peace of mind, but there are things you can do to keep yourself busy. You seem like the kind of person that can't sit around.
I can't. No, ma'am, I can't. And, well, my attorney told me not to apply for disability now. Maybe I can apply after the surgery. When are they scheduled the surgery?
Not sure about that. There's a lot of people involved, so it's hard to get a handle on that. This
yes, ma'am.
Is May. This is May 17th. They're going to want to do that within the month. But, yeah, I wouldn't file for disability until after the surgery, and that way you have more documentation and proof that you are, in fact, at a disadvantage physically.
Okay.
And then generally with disability, it takes 3 tries to get it, but I do feel that you'll get it on the 3rd try. They're going to turn you down the 1st 2.
Okay, wow.
They just make it difficult, but you'll get it on the 3rd try. And then within a few months, you should be at least – your finances stabilized, but what I did was I put a bubble of protection around you to make
Thank
sure
you.
That you're safe. And if you want to meet, go into your heart center and see if there's any blocks to money and financial stability.
Yes.
Just fear. There's fear. There's angst. Get that out. Yeah. I think you'll be okay, Melvin.
Okay.
Just trust put
okay.
one foot in front of the other as comfortably as you can do that physically.
Yeah.
Also, take your hands, put them on the area that hurt, and put love into those areas. Because if you've heard me say, I don't know if I said it in this segment, when something hurts, body part hurts us, we tend to reject it.
Right.
We need to pull that back into the hole that I, you know, put the love into the elbow. I'm sorry, you're hurt. You know, come back
right.
to the full picture of your knee, your lower back. Oh, let me see your lower back.
Oh yeah,
your hips are out of balance. Hang on, and your hips are out of balance.
Oh, you are so right, because that's what the physical therapist said.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hopefully this won't make you scream. Hang on 1 second. Hopefully it won't cut me off the air.
No.
Woo! I feel suddenly very relaxed. How do you feel? Do you feel anything around the lower back hip area, like it pulled down or something like that?
Yeah, yes, ma'am. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised I didn't hear it pop.
I feel a bit.
Yep. One was higher than the other, and it was just really messing up the whole system, messing up the whole skeletal system.
Oh yeah. When would it settle out of court?
Feels that way. What do you think, Jimmy?
Yeah, I think it's going to settle before court, and I got for taxes about 4 weeks out, and again, the disability, you know, 4 to 5, and then workman's comp about 6 weeks out, so very close to what Char got to, and, you know, my mother would say, the Lord willing and the creeks don't rise, so there you go.
Okay.
And the surgery is going to take a while. The surgery is like 90 days out, but it's kind of a foregone conclusion about
okay.
the knee.
It should be quick. They're pretty good with the knee surgery stuff these days.
They are.
Okay?
They are.
Okay, it shouldn't take that long. Well, I won't have no complications because I was kind of skeptical about it because with the little mini stroke. Yeah, but I should
right.
go through it fine?
You should. Well, here's what we recommend. Put it in your mind that you're going to start healing today, that your body is healing right now before you even get into the operating room.
Okay.
So that it starts that process already, and then once they use their instruments to go in there and fix what needs to be fixed, that's already started. And then I had throat surgery when I was 21, and I wasn't
uh-huh.
even in pain. I wasn't even in pain after I got out of surgery. The doctor, my surgeon, couldn't believe it.
Wow. That's
didn't hurt at all. Yeah. Ate half a chicken, you know, and he just came flying in the room. He was like, I can't believe it. I said, what? I asked him how much pain I would be in. He didn't understand it. I said, I need to know how much pain I'm going to be in. If I can make myself handle it. So I
yeah.
taught myself that I'm not going to feel
right.
any pain once I get the surgery. And I did not. Do this for yourself. Give yourself that
right.
healing gift. It's in you. Okay?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. But, I mean, they will settle up. I will be happy with the settlement from the store.
I don't think you'll be elated, but I think it's very helpful. It feels like a healthy settlement, you know. It feels healthy, but not yeah. it puts you in another tax bracket, that kind of thing.
Oh,
well said. Yeah, well said.
Yeah, it'll be helpful. But it'll balance. Okay. Now that your hips are balanced, your life will balance out. I'm confident. Okay?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
We hope
so,
to hear from
so
you
much.
Again. Best wishes
you
to
will.
You.
You
we'd love to get an update, okay?
Okay. God bless you.
Thank
all.
You,
thank you.
God
all.
Bless you, too.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. We have 5 minutes. I do want to take one last person, and we're going to have to do this really quick. Okay, area code 708. You are the lottery winner. There you go, bringing you live. Welcome. Hi, what's your name? Where are you from?
Oh, wow. Hi, my name is Ann, and I'm from Illinois.
Hey, Ann. What can we do for you, honey? We got 5 minutes. We're gonna fast track you.
Okay. I have a lot of health concerns right now. I've got like smarting pains and elbow pains and left elbow pain, and I just really want to feel better.
You stand up, Ann, face due north.
Okay, hold on a minute.
Okay. And if you just say, my name is Ann, it's going to feel like somebody's pulling you forward. You can say it out loud.
My name is Ann. Yep.
And if you say my name is Nemo the Fish, you'll feel the pull back.
My name is Nemo the Fish. Yep.
Nice. Then you can just think about that pain for a second in the elbows, and it shows up as joint pain more than anything. You have a lot of inflammation just on the words of which I just said. It's going to pull you forward for yes.
Yes.
And I'm going to release it, delete and erase it, disentangle it, have her learn all the lessons she needs you from it, release her from the service to it. It's going to pull you straight back when all those leave. You'll feel the wave.
Yeah.
There you go. And you mainly have joint pain, so I love Epsom salts, baths. That would help you a great, great deal. You feel deficient in magnesium right now. Magnesium is in Epsom salts. When I ask Spirit, you don't test for lavender, you test for non-lavender, so you can use a cup of Epsom salts, take a bath with it. You test, actually, instead of warm, for tepid water and colder water. So I would go with cold packs more than heat right now, and that's going to go a long way of helping you as well. Make sense?
Yes, it does.
You've got some traveling chronic pain, which is all centered around indecision. So I'm just changing that as we talk as well. Char?
Yes. Let me see what I can do. Mm-mm-mm. Okay, you got some blocks in your third eye that block intuition. It's like you have difficulty seeing the forest, not the forest for the trees, but kind of like you feel more comfortable if you know where the road is headed. Make sense?
Yes.
And not knowing what's at every turn is very stressful for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go for any blocks to intuition, visual, spiritual vision, perception, and trust in yourself. Okay.
Okay.
Spiritual vision, perception, trust in self. Okay, got that. Let me get your third eyes out of alignment. Let me pull that in. Yeah, actually, all of them are pretty much out of alignment. Let me do this real fast. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Did that one. 7. That's a lot better. Most of your chakras are out of alignment. It feels like you might have been through a lot in your life and maybe haven't had the opportunity for like an energetic tune-up, so to speak. I don't know. But I got those working together, and that should put your body back in balance, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Is there anything that you detect with, like, the lymphatic system?
Lymphatic system, let me see.
Or breast area?
There's soreness. It's, like, pink.
Mm.
Okay, let me do a clean sweep. Hang on, give me 1 second. So I'm going to go for the whole endocrine system here. No issues with your throat? I see swelling.
Not that I know of.
Interesting. Okay, did a clean sweep. There's a lack of self-acceptance. Let me see what's going on here. You're very hard on yourself. You know what might help you? Do you meditate at all, or do you like guided meditations?
I do like guided meditation, yes.
Okay, there's one on my website called Total Body Prana Flush, and that takes life force energy and flushes out the 7 major systems of the body, the endocrine system being one of them. It flushes out the adrenal glands, the lymph glands, all of them, and it kind of hits the reset button on your whole body, and it goes for the skeletal system, musculature, hair, skin, and nails. It does all of it. I think you do very well with that, because I do see, I can't call it inflammation because I'm not a doctor, but I do see like almost like a denseness to the area around the lymph glands. And I saw some swelling around like the adenoids. I think it was the adenoids in your throat. So You might be overloaded. You might have to do a cleanse. I don't know what to recommend for that, but there might be a – Jimmy would know better than me. There might be a cleanse for the endocrine system. Do you know of one, Jimmy?
She doesn't test for breast. She tests for definitely not even endocrine really, but glandular. She would do great for underneath the arms, having a massage for that. And
that'll drain the lymph glands?
Yeah, a lymph drain massage therapist would just rock her whole world right now. So that's what shows up. They're the rain gutters of the house. So if that's all jammed up, you got troubles in River City.
Mm-hmm. And I think that guided meditation would be good for Melvin, too, who is still listening. So, Melvin, if you want to check that out, my website, spiritualinsightsradio.com, and Jimmy's is jimmymachealing.com. He's got excellent. We forgot to mention to Melvin, Jimmy has a lot of MP3s that have to do with finances and different areas of life. So if you wanted both of you to do that, I think that would be very beneficial.
Yeah, and anybody that writes us, info at jimmymachealing.com, it will send you out all kinds of stuff for free.
Yeah, what you didn't hear what, Ann?
I didn't hear what your website was.
I'm sorry. It is Spiritual Insights with an S, radio.com.
Okay.
Is this your first time tuning into the show?
It is.
Oh, okay. Well, on the website, we've got a complete list of archives, all of Jimmy's and my shows, all the shows I've done over 4 years, which cover a wide variety of topics. We have psychics, spiritual teachers, energetic healers. So there's a lot to learn because we share a lot of metaphysical and spiritual information. We do everything we can for the community. This is more of a community of support. And on Jimmy's website, he's got books, he's got MP3s. I have a few MP3s available, and we're both available for private sessions. So if you want to check that out, we'd love to hear from you.
Yes, I think I will. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it.
Okay.
I'm glad you made it onto the air. Yeah. Have a good day, Ann. All right, everybody. Sorry we couldn't get to all of you. I know you're all very patient, but do try again next time, and we hope to speak to you soon. Okay, Jimmy, thanks for everything. Wonderful, as always.
Hey, you bet. Thanks for having me. We appreciate it.
All right. Okay, we'll talk to you next time. All right, everybody, that's our show for today. Until next time, God bless and be at peace.